Well, as you may know, I usually have Mark up here, and we always like to do something different, and this time there's no exception, except the only thing that's different is that Mark is not also sharing. So, what I wanted to talk about tonight was faith. What do you guys think faith is? Raise your hand and I'll call on you. What is faith? Okay. Keith? John?
The other examples we have,
but
we have
faith in God,
keeping His promises to us. Okay. Angel? I think faith is a belief in something we have not seen, heard, possibly.
More? Huh? Oh. Okay. Alright. Let me demonstrate. Can you see me? What is that? Well, my things are off. But that's not quite safe. I have a video here that I want to play. Not yet though. I had an idea to go out and find out what people thought faith was, people not in the church. But the idea was also just to get out and share my faith and tell people about that. Well, I have to apologize beforehand, although I don't really want to, but the volume is not the best on the video because I was kind of quiet. And also, the first, I have to tell you, we couldn't get anybody to be interviewed on camera for like the first 10 people didn't want to, no, not 10, like 5. But the first guy actually came up to us and he didn't know that we were interviewing people. So he agreed to be on camera only if he could do his spiel about his karate place on camera. So, just to warn you. Okay, you can go ahead and... It's like 10 or 15 minutes long, too, so... Enjoy. Go ahead and play it.
Question is, do you believe that there's a higher power?
I believe it because I believe each of us has a limit, and it didn't come from nowhere. It's kind of hard to believe that, you know, a bunch of atoms floating around in the imagination, poof, we're here. Big bang, got to be something out there. Yeah, one time I was in science class, and they said that Big Bang Theory is all the energy in the world was about the size of a grain of sand, and it just exploded.
Yes, I guess you could say that. I was raised as a Mormon. I wouldn't say it's now my belief, but I definitely kind of fell away from them as I kind of got older. I wouldn't say that I challenged them. I just started to kind of open my eyes to the kind of things that they were doing. It just didn't feel right to me. So, just kind of on that.
Cool. So, did someone kind of teach you like what God is about?
I've done a lot of moving around, and so I pretty much just attended all the New Life churches, anything close to it, as I
room to stop church here and there that had different youth groups, Sunday services, any ending services. So, what does it take to get started? What is that?
Well, I believe in a lot of things, but I guess more or less there's something out there, and whether or not it's God, definitely God. But if you talk about God, how would you describe it? I've asked that, and what I've heard from different people is all that ever has been, all that ever will be, always moving into form, through form, and out of form, never be created or destroyed. If you ask, what is energy? Well, it tends to be about the same thing. So, when I look around, I see God in all of his life, all aspects. He works in a lot of different ways, so it's something where he's definitely, he's focused in all of us. It's something where as long as you have faith in something, and you work towards something, that combined with positive emotions really is what you want.
Hey, I know you're learning from faith.
Having faith. Finding a goal and moving towards it. Finding something that makes sense to you and always working towards a bigger and better thing, whether it be for yourself or for others. Always having some sort of achievement and just have a faith that, you know what, as long as I work my hardest and I feel good about something, I'll
go back to the moment.
Thank you. To all the church members that are watching this, you guys are all invited to come down and try two groups of lessons with us. So you can come in. We got Friday group instruction uniforms for everyone that wants to attend. And these guys will be happy to give you all the info for anyone who wants
to. So the first question is, do you believe there is a higher power?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
God?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Already.
Really?
How do you know what I'm saying?
Have I know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, that's a tough question. But I'm not saying I'm going to church. Mostly every Sunday, but man, I believe in God. But I was a kid, I was raised in the church. But then I was actually, of course, you know, when I got older, I got back to God. And all the times I back to it, and I was back there, he still had his hand on me then. Because if he had his hand on me, I wouldn't be able to tell you about it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
I was really the church. You really did.
we just go and get it. And that's just real. You know, the church is what he did. Now, God comes to the church. He's been to the people. You know, he ain't been in no church. He's been to the people. Yeah. When we come together, the last 5 minutes, there's all that stuff, you know. And it really struck me with, you know, God from my heart. That's in my heart. And that's more important than that. Everything that I do.
Okay, thanks. My last question.
Okay.
If you were to define faith, how do you do that?
It's a social thing that seems to be a well, it's like this. It's like right here. If I have faith, what are you talking about? I know the word means. I'm just trying to put in the word. Let's say for instance, okay, I can hear that. Okay, a worldly example. I can have a job. Okay. Well, they won't make God give me a job. There was one job that came around me, but it didn't satisfy me. So I went on God giving me a job that he knows that I needed. I wanted it. And I'm finding it, but the super devil, I went on him. I didn't jump ahead of him and do my own thing. And I went on him, and he had to stop where I was losing super.
So believe in faith, but you can't see that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
And that's the best I can do.
What's your name?
Don.
Don? I'm Evan.
Yeah.
All right. My first question is, do you believe that we have a higher power?
Yes.
God.
Yes. I don't know. I just like grew up being a
foster after it,
so I believe. Well, lately I haven't been going to church, and that's how I'm having a breath
a lot. What do you think faith is? Like, if you have to define it.
I guess believing in something even when other people are trying to change their minds about it, just that you believe it's right, I guess. Because there's no evidence, no reason to back it up. Yeah. I don't know about that one. I'm not sure if I can hear faith.
You make a choice either to be with God or not.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, how do you think you can do this? How do you think that?
Yeah.
my first question is, do you believe that a semester of college?
I gotta say, is this thing on? Oh yeah, it's lined through the play, huh? Anyways, we didn't edit that at all, so everybody that you saw was everybody that we interviewed. And nobody that we interviewed didn't believe there was a God. Kind of interesting. I did. Should it be on one? Oh, what happened? Oh, well. I guess that's okay. So what does the Bible say faith is? I hope you all brought your Bibles tonight. Hopefully. What is faith? Someone please read Hebrews 11:1. Someone raise their hand and I can... Angel, you want to go ahead and stand up and read it for us? Romans 8:24. Who's got that one? Keith? Thank you. So going back to Hebrews 11, it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And we just read in Romans, you can't see hope. If you see hope, it's not hope. So faith, you can't see what it is you're hoping for. It says being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So you can't see it. Hebrews 11:6, I'll get that one. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So, we can't please God if we don't have faith. What is faith? James 2, who's got that one? Ivan? Can I get that for us? Not just belief, because even the demons believe that, and I don't think they're getting anywhere. But faith has action to it, has deeds. So without that, it's dead. And I'm pretty sure we can say that that is faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, come on, do that one. Becky? Okay. So that just goes to show you faith. I mean, if you believe something, you're going to do it. And that's faith. Has deed, has action. Alright. I have a story to tell you. I may be stealing this from a movie, but oh well. So there were two farmers, okay? And they were both suffering from a severe drought. They both prayed to God earnestly that God would send them rain and end their drought. And they both believed that God would send them the rain. However, only one of the farmers prepared his fields for the rain. Which one do you think received the rain? Was it the farmer who didn't prepare his field, or the one who did? The one who did, right? That was from Facing the Giants, by the way, if you haven't seen it. It's a good movie. excuse me. Next point. Contradictory faith does not exist. You cannot believe something, not act on it, and call that faith. Okay? You cannot believe that Christ died for your sins and carry around your burden of guilt and call that faith. And you cannot believe that the greatest commandment is to love and not tell others about Christ and say that you have faith. It's just not possible. It's not faith. Who wants to get 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5? Anyone? I see lots of Bibles. Chris?
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come in the government of the Spirit of Jesus, but the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing as long as with you, except Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ. I came to you in weakness and fear and some tremble. The message of my teaching will not be
not required to the word. Alright, now if we go to the next one real quick. Romans 10:17. Who wants that one? Keith, you already had one. Is anybody else who wants to volunteer? Bill?
So friends, I'm going to share you some good news. You can do good news and some intelligent about Christ.
All right. So, our faith shouldn't rest on men's wisdom, because there's always going to be someone else that's smarter that's going to be able to destroy your faith if it's built on men's wisdom. Rather, like we read, like Chris read, it should be built on God's power. Well, how do we have faith? In Romans, Dale just read that faith comes through hearing the word, not hearing some man talk about his theology or whatever, you know, his doctrine, like Donald was saying, but from hearing the word. So if we want to go out and share Christ, we should share his word, right? But Galatians 5:5-6. Does anyone want to grab that one? Roy? Pretty sure.
But by faith, he eagerly awaits through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. For where Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but a while ago there was, Rocky actually said that it's still going on, but there's a commercial out, and at the end of the commercial it says, verb, it's what you do. Now, if you talk to Dan about what love is, he'll tell you love is a verb. And whenever I talk to him about love and he says love is a verb, I always put the two together, and in my head I say, okay, well, love is a verb, it's what you do. Paul says, the only thing that matters is faith expressing itself through love, because it's what you do. Faith is a verb also. It's not just love, but it's faith too. Faith expresses itself through love. Alright, Psalms 85:10. I'll get that one, I guess. And it says, love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. So they go together, love and faithfulness. You can't separate them. So, faith is being sure of what we hope for, as we saw in Hebrews. It's dead without action. It's not based on man's wisdom, or it shouldn't be anyways. It comes from hearing the message and expresses itself through love. As many of you may know, I like to play a game called soccer. And I've been playing for almost 13 years now. And I'll tell you, the one thing that's important to me after all these years of playing soccer is knowing that I've done my best. I could score the winning goal in the last 30 seconds of the game, but I can also go home after that same game and feel disappointed if I feel like I did not give my best. Winning, it doesn't matter to me. If I didn't try my best, then what's the point? Can you imagine getting to heaven and looking back on this life and thinking, man, I didn't give my best. There's so much more I could have done, so much more effort I could have put into it. All right. I'll just go through, I have six, so I'll go through these real quick. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do you believe that? Or do you have faith in that? Proverbs 4:4 says, He taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Do we believe that? Or do we have faith in that? We should. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. And finally, in 1 Corinthians 9:24-27 says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So, challenge. I challenge you tonight to pick a passage out of the Gospels, one of the four Gospels, and do not merely listen to what the Word says and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Put it into practice and have faith in it. Not just belief, but faith. Thank you.